All of us need to pray and consider how the above information will affect our lives. Remember, we're never permitted to act contrary to the dictates of our conscience, and it is never lawful to act with a doubtful conscience. Please answer question 203. When someone claims to be a Catholic bishop or priest, do you agree that he should be willing and able to prove he has jurisdiction, especially if he is attempting to absolve sins? Please answer question 204. Do you agree that every bishop and priest should answer the questions I have asked them to answer? Please answer question 205. Furthermore, do you think it will be very beneficial for all of those who receive the sacraments from these bishops and priests to know how they answer these questions? Please send me your answers to the questions between this type of bracket, especially if you are a cleric or think yourself to be a religious. You have a moral obligation to keep the commandments. One commandment is to do unto others what you would have them do unto you. Quote, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, unquote. If you know how to religious movement clerics can be lawfully consecrated without a papal mandate from a legitimate pope, or how they can absolve sins, or how they can obtain the necessary jurisdiction to preach, please love your neighbor as thyself and explain it to me. From the information presented above, I do not understand how any cleric receives any jurisdiction in the Catholic Church unless it comes to him through a legitimate pope. At most, Epikaya can excuse the individual from the precept, but it can never confer the capacity to act. How does anyone receive jurisdiction from Epikaya, since Epikaya cannot bestow upon him the power which he does not now possess? During June 1984, Bishop Francis Schuchard and his followers had a big, quote, shootout, unquote, with Father Dennis Philomena Marie and his followers. During this, quote, history-making, unquote, time of the big crisis in the CMRI community, Father Dennis Philomena Marie gave a number of talks to members of the community who remained on his side at that time. I will insert excerpts from his talks starting June 2, 1984. Father said, quote, I hope that those who are accusing will come forth and do so publicly, unquote. I do not understand how the traditionalist movement can justify their actions. I am accusing the Novus Ordo and the traditionalist movement of not having all four marks of the Catholic Church. These quotes from Father explain why I am coming forth publicly seeking spiritual help. Quote now from Father's talks. Now you, each and every one of you, as individuals, are going to have a very serious decision to make. But whatever that decision is, I would encourage you and urge you and plead with you to make sure that before you make any final decision, that you hear all of the facts from everyone concerned, and that you do a lot of prayer. But I repeat, I ask you this, before you make any decisions, make sure you get the full story. And I think the only way you're going to get the full story is to hear both sides at the same time in your presence. We're not afraid of it. Don't you do the talking. We're going to do it anyway. And I want the people to listen. If you prevent someone from listening, you may have to answer for their souls someday. Just think of that. I hope that those who are accusing will come forth and do so publicly. We are willing, in front of the entire community, to discuss any matter, any situation, publicly. I hope that you get clearly both sides of the issue. what is there to hide? And if anyone wants to discuss it publicly, we would be very, very, very happy to do so. As a matter of fact, that is what we are trying to do, and we can't get anywhere. This is a battle between truth and error and right and wrong, and I hope that you remember that. And I repeat, none of them are here, but if they were, let's come up here and again talk about it in public and see what is really at the root of the matter. Unquote from the different talks of Father Dennis Philomena Marie when he split company with Francis Schuchart in June of 1984. A short time after I first heard those sermons on cassette tapes, I asked Father if I could speak to him before the whole community. He immediately changed his tune. He did not want the community to hear anything I had to say, let alone the full story. In no way did he want the people to hear all of the facts. Truth wants to be known, while those who live in error want many true facts to remain hidden. Many traditionalist movement clerics will probably not want this letter to be read by their parishioners. They will not want to answer the questions and let their parishioners hear all of the facts and see both sides. Nevertheless, I hope that everyone truly wants to clearly understand both sides of the issue. That is why I ask the bishops and priests to answer all questions and show them to all who attend their Mass and receive sacraments. Let bishops and priests encourage all of their followers to read this letter, which presents my side. Together with this letter, let them show the laity their answers as their side. What is there to hide? Yes, let their parishioners hear all of the facts and see both sides. Certainly, this is a battle between truth and error and right and wrong. If the traditionalist movement clerics will answer all the questions and show them to their followers, this letter could be a means of providing spiritual help for many. There is a quote by Tertullian that I think is worth inserting here. Quote, one betrays the truth not only when he disguises it or speaks falsely. Not to dare to proclaim it entirely is sufficient. For only one outrage can be made against the truth, and that is to hide it. Unquote from Tertullian. Truth loves the light, while error loves darkness. I have found by experience that not all clerics in the traditionalist movement want people to know everything that the Catholic Church teaches. Why are they afraid to have their parishioners study all the encyclicals of the popes? In my opinion, that some of the truths taught in the encyclical letters make it difficult to justify what happens in the traditionalist movement. Some might say, how does Patrick Henry think he has permission to write this letter? I, as well as you, have an obligation to be a member of the Catholic Church that Jesus Christ founded. Millions of people are members of the Novus Ordo sect and the traditionalist movement sects. They want me to believe they are Catholics. You and I both have a right and an obligation to find out if they teach and believe what the Catholic Church has always taught. Dom Geringer truthfully said, quote, we, then, both priests and people, have a right to know whence our pastors have received their power. Unquote. I am attempting to do just that by means of this letter. It is impossible for me to personally visit each and every traditionalist movement cleric and his followers. However, by means of this letter and your help, we can find out where they believe they received their power. I think everyone who claims to be a Catholic should be willing to answer these questions. They should respond to my petition for spiritual help and tell me why I am wrong if they do not think my answers are correct. I also think those who claim to be bishops or priests or think themselves to have religious vows have a special obligation to answer the questions and let those in their parishes or communities see their answers. You can call me a heretic and an ignorant fellow who does not understand theology and canon law. It is true that there is very much about theology and canon law that I do not understand. However, that is all the more reason for you to answer my questions. I know a number of others who also understand things about the same as I understand them. They also very much want their traditionalist movement people, especially the bishops and priests, to come forth publicly with their answers to these questions. We all need to see the truth. If you belong to the Catholic Church and know the truth, you have a moral obligation to instruct others in the truth. Traditionalist movement clerics say, quote, "Of all laws, the ultimate law is the salvation of souls," unquote. You could do much to save many souls by giving truthful, honest, Catholic answers to the questions asked. Therefore, I ask you once again to please answer all the questions between this type of bracket. All of my answers are yes. If you disagree and answer no, please explain why. Thank you. I do not think Catholics will have a difficult time answering the questions, but non-Catholics might hesitate or totally refuse to answer the questions. May the good God grant you all the crosses, contradictions, sufferings, joys, graces, and blessings you need in this life so that you will live in such a way as to be with Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph for eternity. In Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph, Patrick Henry. My address has changed somewhat since I wrote this letter, as I record now at the very beginning of January in 2014. If you want to write to me, you can do so by sending your letter to Patrick Henry, 7350 South Highway 191, Apartment 4, Safford, Arizona, 85546, USA. Safford is spelled S-A-F-F-O-R-D. You can call me on the Arizona telephone number at 928-468-3295. I repeat, 928-468-3295. You can find copies of this letter on my website at http://www.jmjsite.com. Or send an email to jmj@jmjsite.com. This letter you've just heard me read is under my copyright law. If you decide to copy it, please copy it accurately. You have my permission and the right to copy this letter and also to make copies of this recording. You probably know others I do not know who could give and receive spiritual help if they read this letter. Please make good, clear copies to share with bishops, priests, or lay people who you feel might be interested. Another option you have is to send me their name and address so I can send them a copy via U.S. mail or email. Yet another option for you or others to obtain a printed copy of what I have recorded is to go to the website http://www.jmjsite.com. jmjsite.com and click on the link toward the top of the home page and follow the instructions from there. That will bring you a printed copy of what I have here recorded. Thank you for listening, and may the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph grant to each of us every grace we need to be faithful to them in time, keep all of God's commandments, live and die in the true church in the state of sanctifying grace, that we will all be together forever in heaven for eternity. Thank you for caring and sharing. God bless you.